education is basically a rights-based approach to educating children at risk of being included from the mainstream education system. So what it means is that you want to create an education system where all children are welcomed, regardless of their gender, their race, or their abilities. And that means also children with disabilities. And to create that kind of inclusive education system, you should be addressing the barriers and creating enabling conditions that will allow a child to learn effectively so they can develop both their academic and social capacities to its fullest. And this will allow that children with disabilities and without disabilities can learn together in the same classroom.
Tell us about your personal experience and why inclusive education is so close to your heart.
I'm actually a product of inclusive education. My father, who is blind, and he attended a special school for the blind, and actually had to leave his family at a very young age to attend the school, and he later on became a teacher there. He really believed that the only way to include a child with a disability and make sure that they have the capacity to negotiate the real world and have those life skills is if they are included in a regular school. I think in that way you are going to learn to be resilient and have the abilities to be integrated within your community and achieve. So all of those things he thought of when he included both myself and my brother in our regular neighborhood schools. I later then decided when I studied, I didn't actually think of myself as someone with a disability. And actually, only when I applied to university, my dad was saying, oh, you should check, you have a disability. And I was like, why? I don't think I have a disability. I mean, it only became clear then because I just thought, the fact that I get a large print and all of those other accommodations was just what I needed. And I see that while I was in school, I then studied speech therapy and audiology. And I think for me, it was more of a situation when I worked with special school, I realized that these kids are really struggling to be part of their community. They felt embarrassed about being at the school because they weren't going to the school that their siblings or their neighbors were going or. And I reflected on my own life and I read about inclusive education. You know, there was a lot of talk around that in South Africa. And I just clicked for me that this is the right way to go. I mean, if we want to create a society where everybody belongs and feels that they are part of it and are valued, then we need to move towards creating an inclusive education system.
Regarding this, do you think that the teachers are trained to handle children with disabilities as opposed to those teachers where children go to the special schools who have been specifically trained to teach children with disabilities?
In my view, any teacher that uses a child-centered approach, if they look at their learner and their student in their classroom and thinks about what are their interests, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, if you see a child in that way, it's easier to problem solve around what needs they have. Of course, there are like special disability-specific things like learning Braille or maybe sign language that the teacher would have to learn. But you see, the situation is that our teachers are really using old methodologies. They just stand in the front and basically chalk and talk. And that's not going to be good for any child learning. We need to change that in the classroom, and that can only happen if we have more better trained teachers. Of course, I think what the other issue is that teachers aren't really sensitive to disability and feel a bit threatened by it. It's something unfamiliar. And I think for that, we encourage that all teachers do a module on inclusive education, disability and awareness training.
What are some strategies that governments can take towards inclusive education?
This week is actually the Global Action Week for the Global Campaign for Education. And that huge global movement where we try, made up of hundreds of NGOs and teacher labor organizations working in education and academics. It actually has 7 strategies or recommendations of what governments can do in order to promote an inclusion of children with disabilities. And the 7 strategies were, we must make sure there's appropriate legislative framework and that government sent up ambitious national plans for inclusion. We are encouraging governments to provide the capacity and resources and leadership to implement these ambitious national plans on inclusion.